This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Which roams the earth alone. It is half man, half bear, and half pig.
Al Gore has a new Man-Bear-Pig to unleash upon planet Earth.
Some people say that Man-Bear-Pig isn't real. Well, I'm here to tell you now, Man-Bear-Pig is very real, and he most certainly exists.
The same United Nations tool who predicted at the 2009 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen that the world would have been underwater by 2016.
Some of the models suggest to Dr. Maslowski that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
Al Gore now has a solution to fight climate change that is just as pig-headed and doomed to fail as his inconvenient truth.
The sun's radiation comes in the form of light waves, and that heats up the earth, and then what that does is it thickens this layer of atmosphere, more of the outgoing infrared is trapped.
From the domain of private jets and super yachts gathering from the recent United Nations Climate Change Conference, Al Gore touted his latest solution to curb carbon emissions, utilizing mass surveillance via satellite sensors and artificial intelligence.
We are entering an era of radical transparency. We are now seeing more and more satellites and ground, sea, and air-based sensors, internet data streams, crowdsourced information gathering, and Climate Trace, an organization that I have helped co-found, is now using artificial intelligence to fuse together all of these data streams to develop extremely accurate and precise algorithms that can affix responsibility for every significant greenhouse gas source of emissions on our planet. We have access to a complete picture of the entire Earth's surface every day, and soon we will have a complete picture of every square centimeter of the Earth's surface every 6 hours. And we are compiling a comprehensive list of those who are responsible for each of the entities that are emitting greenhouse gases, not to be the climate police, but to be the neighborhood watch, except the neighborhood is the globe, and we are all in this together. The Lancet Commission has now told us that we could, if we do not act, expect to see 1 billion climate refugees migrating across borders. We cannot allow this wave of authoritarian populism to spread around our world. This sustainability revolution has the magnitude of the industrial revolution and the speed of the digital revolution.
But per usual, the man, bear, pig hunter didn't think this one out. As Zero Hedge points out, what Gore and his 300 satellites will find is that it is the elite, super-rich luxury class who are the world's largest polluters. New research by the Institute for European Environmental Policy and the Stockholm Environment Institute has found that by 2030, the carbon footprints of the wealthiest 1% of humanity are on track to be 30 times larger than the size compatible with limiting global warming by 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century, the Paris Agreement's more ambitious temperature target. The report notes that should current trends...
This is a really powerful report. You need to share it. It gets to the conclusion that most of the energy is actually being used by the people trying to cut off the poor peoples. The rich people use more than all the poor people combined, who they're trying to kill, by the way.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, if you just joined us, last hour I showed you a letter from the CDC and an article where you can find it, where they say no one who has had COVID has ever then had COVID again and passed it on to other people. That's natural immunity. But that the vaccine... people are more likely to die if you've had the vaccine. That's what the numbers show in Israel. That's what they show in the UK. That's what they show in Vermont. And I showed you mainstream news out of Vermont with those numbers. Same thing in Australia. Hospitals are now full. They weren't full a year ago. That was made up and exaggerated. They're full of people with blood clots and heart attacks and all sorts of serious autoimmune problems and things that are akin to ADE. Germany, super high... level inoculation, massive surge in COVID hospitalizations, and they're blaming the unvaccinated. I thought you're protected when you take the shot. So on top of all this, last week Bill Gates comes out, and everybody instead focused on the smallpox clip where he says, oh, the terrorists are about to hit you with the smallpox, better give all your rights up, better give the UN control of health worldwide, better have a vaccine passport, it's coming. But buried in there, he talked about, well, this COVID vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, doesn't really protect you. And so we're going to need to then, have a new vaccine that actually does block you getting it. But see, this vaccine doesn't stop you getting it. It just makes it not as bad, which isn't even true. It makes it worse. It's the same thing as getting COVID, just worse, according to all these scientists I've had on and all the literature and all the proof that they predicted would happen has now happened. Think about that. And so back to back, here is the clip I was talking about earlier of Gates admitting this last week. This got no coverage. The smallpox statement got all the coverage. And then right after that, Fauci followed him up on a podcast and now is letting it slip in there. Oh, yeah, we did do gain of function. Okay. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. This vaccine doesn't work. So here they are back to back.
Economic damage, the deaths, it's been completely horrific. And I would expect that will lead the R&D budgets to be focused on things we didn't have today. You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce the transmission. So we need a new way of doing the vaccine.
Point number three, we are seeing something that is really interesting, and I'd like to get a little bit more unpacking of it with you in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is we're starting to see waning immunity against infection and waning immunity in the beginning aspect against hospitalization. And if you look at Israel,
mm-hmm.
which has always been a month to a month and a half ahead of us in the dynamics of the outbreak, in their vaccine response and in every other element of the outbreak. They are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against infection, but against hospitalizations and to some extent death, which is starting to now involve all age groups. It isn't just the elderly.
Mm.
So if one looks back at this, one can say, do you know, it isn't as if a booster is a bonus, but a booster might actually be an essential part of the primary regimen that people should have.
So what's happening here is he doesn't get in trouble and go to prison for cooking it up at Wuhan and releasing it and then censoring everybody to suppress the truth of what he did and then all the hundreds of billions of dollars that these groups are all making and the power grab they're having. No, 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 no. He doesn't get discredited for saying, oh, 96% effective, just take one shot. Oh, just take two, just take three. Israel's up to their fifth and sixth. Europe's up to their third, fourth. No, he gets more power and more control. Hey, guess what? I was trying to get Tim Pool on the show tonight because he's here in Austin and he's going to come on later in the week. And I said, since you're here and staying pretty close to the office, I said, why don't you come on the Sunday show? And he said, no, I'm just out having some fun visiting stuff in town. I said, that's fine. You deserve a day off. He's a hardworking guy. And then, boom, turns out that he was listening to the show nearby and called me and said, you know what? I do want to come on. And I said, wow, how'd I hook you? And he said, well, the whole statements that have come out by Jeff Bezos and what Jeff Bezos had to say about how there's not going to be any humans, very many humans on the earth anymore. So that is coming up. And by the way, guys, print me a couple copies of that so that I can give Tim a copy of that when he comes in here. But that's a big, big deal. And we'll also talk with Tim Pool here in studio about the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals coming out and not just doing an emergency stay a week ago, but Biden just said, hey, ignore the court, just keep forcing shots. And so now the full court said, no, you're slapped down. This is completely out of control. And now I guess it's going to go to the Supreme Court. That's a big deal. And now courage is contagious. Now the head of the National Guard in Oklahoma says, we're not giving the poison death shot to the troops. They didn't use that term, but they said the experimental shot. So the truth is starting to get out there. It is a big, big deal, and we're extremely excited about that. But, yes, Tim Pool is in town. Great journalist, great reporter, great podcaster, and one of the top podcasters out there now. He's been very popular for many years, but he's definitely moving up the charts towards the top. And he's going to be on Joe Rogan. I'm told they start taping Monday. It'll probably be out Monday or Tuesday. He'll be with us a few days later. We haven't set the time for that yet. And Mike Cernovich, I already had it set up weeks ago for him to fly in and see us, so those planets have aligned. So he's going to be on with Tim as well, and we're going to have him in studio with us, probably all of them together. And also the great Michael Malice and a bunch of other people. Luke Radowski, my old buddy, he's going to be here as well, I'm told. So this is going to be incredible. And then I did the big interview with Flynn, but it was not a three-camera shoot. I was corrected, a four-camera shoot. So that takes some time to edit together and add documents to and things like we like to do. So Tuesday we'll have the Flynn interview. That just this interview alone gives me butterflies, and I don't get butterflies very often. Even when I'm on the biggest shows in the world, going shows like The View, it's not very big now, but I was on it 16 years ago when it had like 10 million viewers. No butterflies. Joe Rogan, the first two times, didn't get butterflies. Did the last time because I knew I was under the gun with the media. But I've got butterflies about the General Flynn situation. This is powerful. This interview, I don't know what to properly name it because it's the blueprint for victory over tyranny. It's extremely important. And he just explains America's under globalist attack. It's the New World Order. Here they are. Here's how to stop them. Americans have to come together regardless of race, color, creed, liberal or conservative, and understand that you are about to literally lose your standard of living and everything you've got and all your basic freedoms if you don't just say, we know you're bad. We know you're globalist. We know you're a multinational corporate takeover, and we do not comply. It's just like Tim Pool said last hour when I played that viral clip where he said, do you understand? Once the checks and balances are gone, they're going to come in and knock your freaking teeth out. This is a criminal takeover that does not respect any of the social contract, basically, is what he said. and we're screwed. I mean, again, it's like being at 35,000 feet and opening the door of the airplane. If you don't have oxygen, you're dead. Or it's like setting yourself on fire. It's not a good idea. We're not going down the road of tyranny now. We are hurtling down it at 1,000 miles an hour. Okay? So we're going to talk about all of that. And yes, Jeff Bezos said, soon the earth will just be parkland. Soon the earth will just be this big open space. It won't have very many people on it. Well, what is he talking about? And where are we going with all of that today? It's going to be coming up on the other side, and I'm desperately looking for that article. I actually had it here, so I hope you guys are printing me a couple of copies of that, because I'm a little OCD about my papers and stuff and all the rest of it. So it's an InfoWars article, though, is the one I want, please. So, again, that's up on InfoWars.com, and we're going to get that article, and we're going to be covering it all here on air. Meanwhile, the moon has enough oxygen for 8 billion people. That ties into all of this, so we'll see how fast we can get the microphone and the chair and everything kind of set up for a guest. We know this was going to happen, but I'm very glad it's happening. We got Tim Pool straight ahead, and then coming up for 2 hours live after that, it's only 6 minutes to ads an hour, by the way, on this show, Sunday Live's coming up with Owen Schroyer in T-minus 45 minutes. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cast, ladies and gentlemen, is here in studio with us, a surprise guest this evening. A lot of folks are coming through Austin this week. It's great to have you. I really appreciate the great show you do, and I guess your libertarian, pro-freedom, pro-First Amendment operations, and how you've defended me when I've been censored up front when almost no one else would. So thank you so much, Tim, and congratulations on all your success. I mean, you've been successful. I've known about you for over a decade, but you're really topping the charts now, so congratulations.
Thanks. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, it is great to have Tim Pool here in studio with us. Again, Tim, you got pretty excited earlier hearing about this Jeff Bezos story.
Yeah, but I do want to say one thing before we talk about this, because I heard you mentioning how I called you up and everything. Well, actually, I was mini golfing on this fine Sunday with my girlfriend, relaxing, and
tonight we had a skeleton crew. This never happens, and we just had a lot of technical problems. Is his mic working? Because
it is working. Can you hear
it? It is working. I don't hear him in my ear, but that's fine. Start over, brother. Go ahead.
So it's Sunday, and I'm chilling. I know you're like, hey, would you come on the Sunday show? And I'm like, look, it's Sunday. Very rarely get any time to do anything, and I was mini golfing with my girlfriend. But then I knew you were doing the show, and I was like, I really do want to see, the show being done. And then, I came over, and then I'm like, let's just do it. And so I ended up coming on.
Well, I'm glad you're here. And it was, we sometimes have a few hiccups. We just rush somebody in. That's what's great about the way you do it with podcasting. It's a lot easier to do stuff than this big, giant, fancy studio. I may just get rid of all this and just go kind of simple like you guys are doing.
I'm saying the opposite. I'm like, man, wow. We're down here in Austin, doing a variety of shows. There's a ton of people down in Austin who are good, commentators and the like that we want to have on the show. So I remember when I had you on my show the first time, you asked me to come on, and I had this reaction where I was like, I don't know. People were saying it was because I wouldn't go on your show because it's you or something. The reality is we couldn't travel, but we built an RV. We got an RV, and then our CTO was able to put together a mobile recording studio. So now I can come to Austin. We're going to do trips. We're going to go. Like, we needed to find a way to actually travel and do more than just one place. But I'm looking at what we got, and it's like we got these little handy cams mounted to the wall, and you got this massive operation. And I'm saying the opposite. I'm like, man, I got to build a studio. This is great.
This Bezos thing, it's up on Infowars.com. Amazon's Bezos predicts only limited number of people will get to remain on Earth. It's going to be a park only for the elites, basically, and then we're all going to have to live in space. I mean, any way you slice it, this just gets more and more authoritarian.
Well, so I was listening, and, I'm hanging out with my girlfriend. I was like, I disagree with him on that one. Because I'll look at this quote. It says, millions of people will move from Earth to space over time. And that's the vision of Blue Origin, millions of people working in space. So my question is, when you say it sounds like this nefarious plot to, evict people from Earth, but I'm wondering if what he's really saying is that people will choose to leave and eventually no one wants to be here, so it'll just be like a historical monument or something.
If you read the full transcript and actually watch what he said. He says to protect the Earth. It's beautiful. Not everyone just gets to be here. We're not going to just let people mess it up. He's saying he's going to make you go to space. And then if you know everything else the globalists are doing, it's already in that whole direction. But you're right. If you read that solely on your own and didn't know the background of them, you would not understand that it's basically the Great Reset.
No, I agree with you. I'm just playing,
No, it's good. That's why I like to have you on. Because I can't get mainline liberals on, just like you can't get them on your show when I'm there. And I wouldn't call you a liberal, just kind of a classic American pro-freedom guy. You've tried to get liberals on, so I like people challenging me.
It's crazy, too. I was having a conversation with someone about, my political positioning. And it's crazy that if you are for the truth, if you are Russiagate, complete and utter garbage. And if you from the beginning said it was, and I didn't, you're right wing. And then eventually when I came around, now I'm right wing. Initially, even the way I was treated by Google was as a left wing commentator. When I would read the news about Russiagate, I'd say, oh, the New York Times is saying this. This is really interesting. Let's give the investigation a chance. Now that it's all bunk and we know it's bunk and I say it's bunk and here's the evidence, now they're like, that's right wing. Kyle Rittenhouse is a really good example. From the beginning, I had witnesses on my show. We had five different witnesses, journalists with video footage giving us their account. And I said, self-defense. But the narrative from the left was always that a white supremacist traveled across state lines with a gun. Simply by being for the truth, you're right wing or something. So when it comes to like actual politics, I'm probably left libertarian. But there's a big difference between the mainstream progressive left libertarians. They're really far left. I'm not that far left. But they also just don't believe in the truth. That's it. And they play dirty games. They don't have integrity. The Green New Deal. You know, when the Green New Deal comes out, I was actually excited, like, hey, look, a government infrastructure project to make energy independence in America and develop new technologies. We're working on fusion. Nuclear energy is great. And then what was the Green New Deal? Social equity, social justice, free college, free health care. And
windmills that don't really work.
It's just lying. It's just lying. So I can sit here and be like, I believe in decentralized networks. I believe, we're working on building. We have a nonprofit we've started recently where we're building technology to give away for free. It's a very like left libertarian perspective. But we'll all, like me, Ian, the rest of the crew, will be called right wing simply for telling the truth.
Absolutely. Where do you see not just America, but the world going? Because you had they called it a rant, but it really wasn't, on your show just a few days ago, where now it's coming out that the New York Times, not only are they raiding journalists now and going after sources, which is totally illegal and dangerous, but now they're actually leaking the information to the press.
So I would say a reasonable person would conclude if Project Veritas, James O'Keefe and his staff, his journalists, get raided by the FBI, and within like an hour, I think the New York Times was calling them saying, what happened? There is either a snitch, or at that point you could be like someone in the FBI tipped off the New York Times seems to be more likely considering the speed. Then we get Project Veritas's devices seized from James O'Keefe himself. They're going through his devices. We know they are because a court ruled they had to stop. Then those documents get leaked to the New York Times. So I try to be careful. When I had this rant, we're in the middle of the show, and, you know, Luke's on the show and he says, hey, we're getting word that the FBI is leaking Project Veritas's privileged legal communications to the New York Times. And so I pull up the tweets from trusted sources. And right off the bat, I assumed it was definitive. And so I'll be a little bit more careful and say it appears to be by beyond a reasonable doubt the FBI did this. I just snapped. When you have the federal government raiding a news organization, a journalistic enterprise, a nonprofit no less, and then giving privileged communications to a company that they're suing. They're in a lawsuit. You go to anybody who knows history, and what do they say? It's Soviet style. It's Stasi style. This is we're getting in this dangerous place. So I went off on that, and it's really funny to see the reaction. There's people on the right who are like, Tim Pool nailed it. I mean, I was smack-talking law enforcement and police, saying the police will come to your house when they're given the word, and they will bash your teeth in. And then you know what the left did? They cut out the part where I said, the police. So all you hear me say is they, and they're trying to make it seem like it was an anti-Semitic rant or something.
Unbelievable, but yeah. I mean, that's the level of deception here. The left has just embraced the police state. I've never been anti-cop, but I'm anti-police state. Now they're anti-police, but pro-police state.
Right, it's amazing. That's a good way to put it. I've always like called out police brutality. I try to make sure we get the facts right. If I see a story and I'm like, I don't know what that cop did, I'm not going to condemn him. But when you get a story like out of, I think it was North Carolina, where the cop shot the black man in the back as he was running away, like we know what that was. So I don't know if there's music playing. Is there something going on? Or
we're
going
to go to break. Absolutely. Oh, okay. everything's awesome. Yeah, this is. This is a talk radio format, so we got to have the breaks. That's why we're still on air. They tried to deplatform us. We still had hundreds of radio stations while we're still on air. But yes, this is good old-fashioned talk radio on TV. We'll be right back with Tim Pool. I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures. and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Pool is riding the shotgun with us. I cannot wait until we do like an hour or two commercial free. Some evening this week we're going to do it. We got the big General Flynn interview that I already taped in San Antonio yesterday. That's coming Tuesday. We got Mike Cernovich coming to town. Luke Radowski, what an amazing journalist as well. He's going to be here and so much more. But Tim Pool is front and center right now. And yes, Twitter, literally, without me even looking, I'll just walk by and my wife will have Twitter on and I just see Tim Pool at the top. Like, he's now a right winger. He's Alex Jones. He's Tucker Carlson. And all he is against is SWAT teaming journalists and then sharing the information from the New York Times, which, by the way, they caught CNN and others with the FBI on the Roger Stone raid. They left the headers on the email where they even knew before the raid happened. I mean, this is what they do. It's a merger of the dinosaur media and a merger with the FBI, and it's super dangerous.
I think the power is waning, right? So the move by the FBI, as shocking as it was, as angry as I got, it was like 9:30. The show was, we go back, we go into the user, like the audience comments around then. So we're like winding down the news segments and just taking questions. And then like, I think it was like 15 minutes. I just snapped. I'm like, people keep saying, oh, I better keep my head down if I want to feed my kids, which makes everything worse. And now there's food shortages. And now there's inflation crisis. If people just spoke up and remained active. But so, you know, I basically went off on that, hearing what the FBI had done. And I think, though, one thing that was, you know, important that I added to that, probably after the rant, I said, keep in mind, a move this desperate and panicked. Even the ACLU is like, this is scary what they're doing to Project Veritas, and they hate Project Veritas. The fact that they didn't use standard spying methods, the fact that they didn't do undercover operations, that they kicked the door on numerous people shows, I think the establishment realizes their power is dwindling, and there's like a new, there's something changing. Obviously, they saw it with Trump. The populists came in. So I think they're worth.
Well, I want to be clear. People ask me constantly, am I still for Trump? I got persecuted supporting Trump, and I didn't support him because I thought he was perfect. I knew that he was somewhat of a populist. I'm really upset with him for going along with experimental vaccines and all the rest of it. But regardless, Trump is a whole separate thing. And people see it almost like Trump's the resistance to the globalists, Trump's the resistance to the New World Order. In a way, that's bad because it makes it right-wing versus left-wing. It doesn't matter what color you are, whether you're a communist or a liberal, whatever. The collapse of the United States and what the globalists are setting up is not going to be good for 99.9% of people. I mean, this you'll own nothing, have nothing, great reset thing is bad news.
That's why I think they lie so often, especially about the rant that I had was like critical of law enforcement and government authority. They need to smear it because they want to make sure the left-wing populists, I think their economics for the most part are wrong, but you can't have the anti-establishment left and right coming together and realizing this. There's a really good example of how they smear people, and it's Steve Bannon. We had Steve Bannon on my show on more than one occasion.
I know, I watched. They flipped out.
But we're getting comments from people saying, I didn't realize how normal and smart Steve Bannon was because the media said he was a racist or a white supremacist or a Nazi. And then Steve Bannon comes on my show and says, tax the rich. And I said, Steve, that's not a right-wing position. And he's like, I don't know, I'm just saying these elitists are screwing over the working class. Regular people getting access to that. I think, you know, we can disagree with left, you know, socialist, populist types. I think they got really bad policies. But as long as the libertarian of everybody agrees on, you know, innocent until proven guilty, personal responsibility, and we're critical of the elites who are stealing our money, who are driving our savings down with inflation, stealing our buying power and selling us out, then we can actually solve some of these problems.
Well, that's right. Well, I mean, if we don't have basic populism, just a belief in the people and the belief in a social construct, a social contract, then we're going to lose everything. And instead, the globalists that are tax exempt and run the planet, they're the ones fueling the fake woke mob, not because they're actually liberals or leftists or building some communist utopia, but because that's the tool they're using to basically divide and conquer the people.
I wanted to tell you something, too. I mentioned this before we came back from the break. So I think I was like 19 when I first heard about you, Prison Planet, InfoWars, all that stuff. And I'd see people, I don't remember what social media we were using where I was hearing about it, but I would be like, I'd go to your site, I'd look at stuff, and often I'd be like, you know, I'd be like, what is that? And I remember you talking about real ideas coming, and you talk about, you know, the Amero and stuff like that. And then I was just like, this is ridiculous, it's never going to happen. And you know what I have in my wallet right now? I have a real ID, it's got the mark on it, and I have a North American ID card.
That's right.
I have, literally, I remember when I was...
I've seen you talk about this.
Yeah, I was getting my passport renewed, and they asked me if I wanted my passport card. And I look at it, and it's an ID that is good in North America, is United States, Canada, and Mexico, as well as several Caribbean islands. It is an ID card that I can use as an American citizen in Canada and Mexico. It's a North American ID. I think that's funny. We didn't get the Amero or whatever, but I think it's fascinating that it's now been, man, what was that? It was probably like 2000, like mid to late 2000s. You're talking about real ID and how it was coming. And people, they don't realize you'll talk about something, and it's true. But it's so far away that they don't believe it. It doesn't affect them. And then 15 years later, here we are with our, you know, federalized ID cards with a star on it tracking us.
And that's what's frustrating to me is I am going to demystify what I did. I learned to go read. I mean, I've got stacks of them I've been reading today of I've got one document here that the UN put out calling for global government. and saying we're going to track and control everybody in live time using the vaccine passport. I got another article and video from the Davos group 3 weeks ago saying it. So, and then it comes true later. People go, how did you know? They tell us in their different white papers, and that's what's so frustrating, is that they're building this extremely hellish world, and I'm just trying to warn people. But on a separate note, I know you have a lot of young people listening because I've seen the demographics. But it is crazy to walk into the kitchen at my parents' house and my 70-something-year-old mom's got you on. And then her friends, when I go over to her house and they're over there sometimes and they're having a cookout, they go, hey, talk to Tim Pool for me. They're not asking about Joe Rogan. So I don't know what's going on where you got the old ladies watching. But let me tell you, you and Tugger have definitely got, I know young women watch too, but the older, intelligent, you know, white collar, because my mom's got a bunch of degrees, all that stuff, and sort of her friends, they really like Tim Pool.
We do have the main risk of, you know, YouTube being a large source of where we present our show and everything. And then we started TimCast.com to do members-only segments. That's the show where, you know, we did our two-hour show with Steve Bannon. We talked about a lot of things. We didn't talk about election stuff because that's where YouTube will outright ban you. So as soon as we start the members-only show, I literally said, did Donald Trump win the election? Let's talk about voter fraud. And this is the challenge for us. I mean, I may be getting a lot of views now. We may be growing, but they're not going to let me get that big. They're gonna figure out a way to shadow ban, to curtail. They've been doing it. Notifications don't go off for our show. So we've been trying to diversify, build culture, set up a website. You know, I'll say this: our key demo, we MSNBC, CNN ain't got nothing on us. Our key demographic, like 90% of the viewers we get are young people. They're millennials. They're like 18 to 35.
Sure, and I knew that, but I'm saying it's also cool that like you've got.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm not discounting that at all. I'm just saying these dinosaur networks are just not getting it anymore. So it'll be interesting to see what happens if YouTube tries giving us the ban hammer. And we've had close calls. They've called me and things like that. And so we try to make sure we can talk about everything we need to without getting banned.
That's a beautiful thing that I noticed Steven Crowder does that too. You have like an hour or 2 hour show, and then you kind of don't touch the, you know, okay, don't question the vaccine too much, though you do that. Don't talk about election fraud. And then, hey, come over here. And as long as people start moving over, that gets bigger and bigger. And we build our own culture. We build our own ecosystem. And that's what InfoWars is for the listeners and viewers who are so precious. And that's why watching you build your own ecosystem excites me, because that's what we need.
The other thing we're heavily focused on, and I think my main goal, is culture building. So the next show we launch is not a news show. It's a vlog. It's like we're hanging out. We're playing board games, because we need young people to be inspired and have fun, not just talk about the news, but create an environment where people can feel confident and comfortable.
Let me just say, we're planning that too. It's like radio got invented by three guys the same week in like Italy and Germany and the U.S. at the same time. But yes, what you're saying is the zeitgeist. And I'm trying to make myself for years. We actually want to like play pool, play blackjack, play board games, do some comedy, because we need to do that. We need to not just focus on the bad. I'm going crazy doing it. I totally agree with what you're doing, and you're a trailblazer. All right, Tim Pool's with us. One more segment, and then another trailblazer, Owen the Cup Destroyer Schroyer, is going to be taking over. And Tim Pool of the TimCast is here. We'll give you all his URLs and the rest of it on the other side. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Well, it's the final segment with Tim Pool, one of the top podcasters in the world. And he's going to be on Joe Rogan this week, out of Austin, of course. And he's got a lot of other big shows coming up this week. We're not going to let any of that out of the bag, but it's going to be, as you were saying during the break, some internet breaking stuff.
We can't say exactly what it is, but Tuesday we'll break the internet.
Okay, Tuesday we'll break the internet.
You know, look, that was what was said to me, and I always try to just, we'll just do our thing. We're going to have a good time, but we're going to have a really, really, really big show.
Well, hey, when you and I get 30, 40 million views on Rogan's show, that's an internet breaking event. I mean, the Super Bowl is like only like 100 million.
Right.
And
it,
yeah.
Is it even doing that much anymore?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Always correcting me. Yeah, what is it? That Super Bowl's like 70 million now? I'm just trying.
No, I thought it was like 25.
No, I think, guys.
Maybe with the internet and everything combined, I'm getting it wrong.
How many people tune into to Super Bowl 2021? I guess they'd call that Super Bowl 2020 because it then happens in the new year, but who knows? The point is, yes, out of your farmhouse in West Virginia, you're reaching millions of people a day.
Yeah, it's crazy. I never expected it, and it is really weird to, like, you know, I did a video about Kyle Rittenhouse last week on a Friday, and it got almost a million views, and I'm humbled by it. Because I just like talking about what's going on, how I feel, how I see it, and my concerns and my questions and my frustrations.
Well, I just see victory in independent media because you're not an overnight success. I mean, how long ago? I remember you back during Occupy Wall Street and all that. You got, you know, the most riveting footage, and you've been out there doing what Andy Ngo and people like Drew Hernandez have been doing now. Dangerous stuff. I mean, you've been around a long time.
Yeah, man. I started, I had a lot of friends who were in the activist and hacker community. And so that got me more political over time. Plus, I was like an activist when I was younger, and I was very lefty punk rock kind of stuff. And then in 2011, I actually went to Occupy Wall Street and started doing live streaming. And it was I should have realized what I was doing that was working. What really worked is the narration. I would be filming and talking at the same time, and people really liked the show. And I took that as reporting the news is what people like most about me. Now that I've, you know, for safety reasons, I had to start moving away from being on the ground. I did documentaries. I was covering a lot of the Antifa Black Bloc stuff in the early days. I got too many death threats. I got people posting pictures of my family. And so then I started switching more and more to doing news and commentary.
Isn't that funny? They tried to silence you, and it made you go in a direction that made you 50 times bigger.
Exactly. Exactly. So now we're doing live streams in much the same way I did before, with my commentary, with other people's commentary, and it's even bigger.
Is there a group of bigger losers than Antifa? I mean, maybe the Nazis, but I mean, they're all just the same thing, bullies. They go around, I've got footage from England, from Germany, from France, from Australia, from the United States. They had an anti-forced inoculation event, a few weeks ago in New York at a basketball arena, and Antifa came out and was beating up Black Lives Matter and Trump supporters, which really scares the system, coming together and saying no to forced inoculations. And again, they're beating people up. That's not anti-fascism, beating people up that don't want forced inoculations and vaccine passports. You work for the establishment. You guys are a joke. Sorry.
I had a funny way to explain this when I was doing a segment. I said anti-Antifa anti-fascists were protesting government mandates, which is fascism, and then Antifa fascists attacked them. Because this is I think most people can understand the joke, but if you've got a group of people that are opposing the government and the corporations having a lucrative merger, mandating a medical procedure on the public, giving billions to the pharmaceutical CEOs, that's Mussolini's fascism. The state and the corporations.
That's the definition.
And so if you have people protesting that, they're anti-fascist, but these people protesting it are also anti-Antifa, because Antifa doesn't actually oppose fascism. They're acting as fascists now.
They're now the teeth of the fascist corporations.
But you know why it's smart? This is what the establishment has realized. They need to project what they do, like Russiagate. They project that on Trump when they're the ones doing it. And when they're supporting fascism, they need to claim they're the ones who aren't. And when they're racist, they need to call it anti-racism, so they can constantly trick people who aren't politically
engaged. Absolutely, because, I mean, calling Tucker Carlson a white supremacist, if you watch Tucker, he's unifying the country. He's trying to get jobs back. He's a very, like, classical liberal, in my view. And so are a lot of other people. I mean, like, General Flynn's a Democrat, and he's against what's happening. This thing of calling everybody white supremacist, it's beyond beating a dead horse. In fact, I saw a cartoon of a pile of bloody meat, and they say, what's that? And they say, it used to be a dead horse.
They've just been beating it until nothing's left. Well, I'll put it this way. I think it's going to break at a certain point. When you see what happened in Virginia, when you see the state senator in New Jersey, this guy was named Ed Durr, I think his name is, $153 to run. He ends up winning and doesn't even campaign. People at this point seem ready to vote for a ham sandwich over the Democrats or the establishment. I think it is important to point out when I say Democrats, at the very least, I think most of us understand this.
The establishment.
Yeah, because the neocons went to Lincoln Project. They're
the neocons, a lot of evidence, as you know, run the Democrats.
Exactly. They merged when Trump came in because they lost control. The populists are starting to rise up and say no more. And so they sought refuge at the Democrats. And this is why I think you see, for the most part, the establishment as a whole is now operating just under the Democrats and some Republicans, you know.
Well, yeah, the Republicans won't explain it's a globalist takeover. They're opposing some of it, but yeah, in a wimpy way. And I get why. If you're Rand Paul, you get shot at, your ribs broken, you get.
I don't like the word globalist. You know why? Because I think these people are the establishment elites, the people in the media, those who would cheer for the feds raiding a journalist. They're authoritarian.
They're authoritarian global corporate fascists.
Right.
I call them globalists because 20 plus years ago, I read articles written by them where they called themselves globalists.
Right.
Like, we are globalists. We want a global government. They want global governance.
I think,
you know what? You're right, though. Like, the Nazis called themselves National Socialists, and they were really, I'm not defending socialism, but they really were fascist. I get it. They call themselves globalists. We should call them a global corporate criminal combine.
People comment to me this very often that they say the idea of the world being unified and people working together and trade and agreements and no war and whatever you want to call it, international agreements, is not what they're referring to with globalism. They're referring to corporate, fascistic...
corporate world government.
Like, they treat humans like chicken or cattle. And I'm like, how can we make sure that's the idea we're getting across?
That's right. Globalism is... I was thinking that today. It's turning us into a commodity. So globalism is corporate fascism. Globalism is corporate fascism. You're right. We should be defining that. Because globalist is too nice a word.
Exactly. There's a lot of people who think, what's wrong with the world coming together and having peace and unity? And
but you notice it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean you go wherever you want. It doesn't mean you're a world citizen. I'm all for that. This is not, oh, I'm a citizen of the world. You can, you know, whatever. No, this is global corporations run your ass.
This is how no more cash is being accepted. Every transaction you have will be tracked. We're going to track your bank accounts. They want to create a rigid, homogenous world where everyone is forced to fall into the line of a few despots. That will not work. Centralized authority throughout history has never worked.
You're right.
And an artificial intelligence won't help them do it either. They're insane if they think it will. You got to take a look at how a lot of the AIs they've built have worked. They cannot. I'll try and simplify it. YouTube built their algorithm to try and deliver you what they thought would be Game of Thrones. Long-form, interesting content. Let's make an algorithm that will promote that. What did they get? They got weird videos of Hitler dancing with the Incredible Hulk while singing nursery rhymes. Because the algorithm doesn't understand human society and human culture. If these despots think they can centralize all the authority with some AI's assistance, the future will be humans swimming in fields of corn, and then there will be no other product because the AI won't understand the difference between corn carbohydrates and soy and other products. Human minds can do that. The machines will go insane.
That's beautifully said, Tim Pool. How do people who don't know who you are, most folks do, find your podcast, both your YouTube, your subscription, all of it?
Timcast.com. And then really the member segment is where we're trying to build the secure business where we can make more and more. But we're on YouTube. Timcast IRL is the conversational podcast, and Timcast everywhere.
All right. How long are you in Austin?
Till this next weekend.
All right. We're going to go shooting, right?
Absolutely. We're going to bring some people. We're going to film it.
Great. And you're going to be on my show, what, Tuesday?
I believe Tuesday.
Right, we're going to get some barbecue here then. We're going to get some barbecue.
We were actually trying to figure out how we can get like catered a bunch of barbecue for everybody.
Well, I'm already doing it.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to, I mean, I'm catering Wednesdays, and you're also going to be popping by Wednesday shows. I can change it to Tuesday. How about I change it to Tuesday?
Yeah, let's do Tuesday because Wednesday is a particularly busy day.
I forgot. I thought it was Monday you were doing that. Now it's Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday. Swamp then.
It's going to be big because you do a morning show and a nighttime show.
Yep. I work nonstop.
Hey, I used to do a daytime show and a nighttime show, and soon I'm bringing a nighttime show back because in these times, they're so crazy, we got to do it.
I think the key to success is perseverance. Just keep working. But the truth is, you know, I started taking weekends off, not so that I could not work, because I need to do paperwork, administrative stuff, and I'm working more than ever.
And Owen Troyer's coming up with Sunday Live, 2 hours of news commentary and massive amounts of critical information. Tim Pool's been with us here. We appreciate Tim coming in. I asked him to come. He couldn't do it. Then he just popped in. He's at the last minute. He just did it. So here he is, ladies and gentlemen, with us on Sunday night. Owen Troyer and Sunday Live coming up in T-minus 2 minutes on this side of this break. Stay with us.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.